2KM2, welcome to the studio, guys.
Hello. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. How are you?
Very well, very well.
Well, first of all, I suppose we really should tackle the name. 2KM2, fantastic name, but what does it mean?
Well, it was a hard choice to pick up the name for the band, for the project we are doing. So we went through many names and just came up with this one, which is just a collaboration of our names, really.
Yeah,
My name is Chris K.
And I'm Mike M.
So there
you go. It's an abbreviation of
Chris and Mike, and the two, because there's two of you.
Yeah, and it's very catchy and short name. It's difficult to actually come up with such an easy...
Sounds like a rifle, doesn't it?
Hey, get out of me, 2KM2.
too many video games for that, man.
Well, 2 square kilometres, you can say.
What's first time in Brentwood, I take it? Whereabouts are you from?
We are Londoners.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from Poland.
Oh, right.
We've relocated 9 years ago to the UK.
Poland.
Yes.
Dobra.
far away, yes.
Only two words I know. But
it was there.
What do you make of Brentwood? Is it the first time you ventured out into Essex?
First time in Brentwood, definitely.
For the listeners, obviously Katie was more dance, but you've got a different kind of musical genre. How would you describe your music?
Well, to be really brief, it's just we've been in many bands project before. Our background is rock and roll, really, and we wanted to move that to the a little bit electronic level. But it's a combination of what we did in the past. So out of probably about 200 tracks, we just picked those 10 to put on the album, and this is the mixture of what we were listening to and.
It's like our greatest hits.
Yeah.
You could say so.
First album. And we wanted all the influences on this first album.
And how did you meet? Was you already friends or was you already in music separately before you got together?
We've always been doing music. I started when I was 5 in a Polish opera house. Yeah, I've been singing operatically for years and years, then rebelled and decided to do rock.
I've got a classically trained. Well, lots of people get to music, and you know, I've had piano players in here who've been classically trained pianists, and then they end up singing a bit of rock and roll. You know, it's just the way the music changes as you get older, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a yet to be released album titled It Was Tough.
In 4 weeks.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it was mixed by Adrian Breakspear at Bank Studios London, who's also been involved with Chemical Brothers, Arctic Monkeys, Block Party, Nick Cave, The Bad Seeds. The list goes on and on.
It does.
Pretty cool. Mastered by Simon Davey.
The list is even greater here.
It is. Crystal Castles, Chromeo, Chemical Brothers, Hot Chip, Moby.
Well, we wanted to find someone who would suit our style.
Hmm.
Yeah, because
the research was quite difficult, and
basically we are producers of our albums. So I play drums, bass, guitar on the album. In some tracks, Mike plays bass as well, and keyboards, electronics, and things. So we kind of have a mixture of our favorites in that album, so we were looking for someone special to actually have that be mixed and mastered by someone who does the variety of the artists.
Yeah, who covers all the areas we've covered on the album.
Yeah. Let's get a track one then. So the first track is called What's Coming?
Explosive track.
Tell us a little bit about that and I'll put it on.
Well, it's about what's coming, really. Well, you can see what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. You can just have a reflection about yourself in that one. So, let's see what's coming.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Here we go.
You walk, you speak, you name. Weekday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. We're live with 2KM2 in the Phoenix FM studio. And that was What's Coming. That was chosen for last year for the Worldwide Emergenza, is it?
Is that it? It is, yes.
Compilation CD. You were runners-up in that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Unfortunately.
That's pretty good. Well, you know, it's still good, isn't it?
Yes, but you always feel like you're not the best.
No, I suppose so, but yeah. I suppose it's still, you got on the CD, that's the main thing.
That was distributed to around 10,000 people around the world, which is quite good.
Yeah, well, it was a very good experience as well, and we met good people that wanted us over there, and I think that was our first,
it was our first gig.
As this project, so it was a little bit weird because I'm a drummer, and that was my first time on the guitar on the stage, and yeah, kind of funny but a good feeling.
And it was at the garage, so a nice venue as well, lots of people. Bloody hot it was on
that
day.
We were talking about earlier on with Katie Coleman doing similar venue. I mean, you got release dates for some of this on the 4th of September, which is coming up fairly quick.
It's actually 24th.
Oh, is it 24th?
Yeah, I missed the...
But you missed the two off.
Yeah.
Just to get... You know, see, we were talking about how prepared I was, and he threw the spanner there. you can pre-order that on iTunes, I take it.
You can't yet, no, but you will be able in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. You've also, I noticed on Facebook, you've got a track which is playing quite a bit all over the internet. It's Cloud and Storms.
Yeah, Chris could tell.
Yeah, well, I'm not I don't really want to say what's all about, because it's just basically on how we look at the reality, not as ourselves, but as the human race, and you know how we actually just choose to see things around us, and very often it's just mirror a little bit lies to you, not telling the whole truth.
Yeah.
So it's just the clever thought behind that, and. Well, it's a really nice track as well, made by which is one of the websites that actually you can make an offer to get someone to do your track, and we chose out of a few people some guy in Russia. Mike knows a little bit more about that, but yeah, so we gave him that description of the video, more or less about the mirrors and you know how we see the world, and. Just free will to create something, and this is what we got.
Yeah, okay. He came up with a very nice visual.
Yeah. Well, we're going to move to the second track, which is Dancing in the Drain. Looking forward to this one. It sounds intriguing.
It is.
It's like fast-paced. Is it similar to the other one?
Well,
it's completely different.
It's completely different, and it was just... It's a kind of a story about the party animal, and it goes by the... It's a dancey one, and it says Dancing in the Drain. We all know the song Dancing in the Rain, so that was the joke of it. So.
Okay, 2KM2, Dancing in the Drain. 2KM2, the Dancing in the Drain. More rocky, that one, wasn't it?
Definitely.
I liked it, I liked it. Now, you've got, your next gig is coming up in October.
25th of October, yeah, that's going to be Proud Gallery in Camden, part of the Oxfam Festival for Oxfam, the charity, and we are very proud to do it again. We've done it last year, and it was great fun.
It's going to be fantastic. And we were talking about, you're already looking at, you're already working on your new material for your next album.
Yeah, that's correct. That's why we're not really gigging, so we spend every little moment we have just to produce new tracks, new songs for the upcoming gigs. And we have already have, I think, in about 3 songs almost ready to go on the album. So, yeah, pretty much new album pretty soon. Next year, maybe.
Yeah, we're already talking about the second album, not having the first one out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there you go. Well, that's the way. It's forward thinking. Forward thinking.
It is.
But if people want to get hold of you and they want to find out more about this your music, you're on the internet. So how can we find
you? We are.
It?
Yeah, the best way will be in about a week to go to our website,
which is
2km2.com. Yes, yeah. But that's pretty much ready to be put on air. Or Facebook, 2KM2 Band, or Twitter. These are all different channels, different. We share different reflections about life on every single of these medias.
But the Facebook has got a lot of the information that you need. I've been on there, and it's got all your gigs. It's talking about the songs coming out. I know that you've been putting all your videos, etc. on there, which is good. So it's an easy way for people to catch up with what you're doing and where you're going to be playing.
Mm. Exactly.
And we're a little bit short of time, but you're going to have to come back and be doing a bit of live stuff for us next time.
Definitely.
And we'll talk about the new
Can't
album.
Can't wait.
Absolutely, it's going to be good. We're going to play out with this track, which is I Can Move the Mountains. Give us a quick snippet of what this is about.
Well, I think the explanation of the track is in the chorus. Basically, it's just like, yeah, I can move the mountains, but not these little stones you throw it. So, yeah, a little bit of the magical thinking about... you know, what we can do in our lives.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks for coming to the studio.
And thank you for having us, Tony.
I'm looking forward to this. And you find all this and the write-up and the pictures and all the music on the show page blog at phoenixfm.com/thesundaylunchshow. Bouquet M2, I Can Move the Mountains. That's it from me. Don't forget, next week, guests, you can check all those out on the Facebook page, Sunday Lunch. Also on the show page blog, it's phoenixfm.com. Have a great weekend, wherever you're doing. Rob Harvey up next. Stay exactly where you are.